With the time just gone 2 minutes past eight, here's Kate Carolyn with the news.
Gardaí have released without charge a woman they'd been questioning as part of their investigation into the murder of Daniel Arabose. The boy went missing in North County Dublin over 4 years ago when he was 3 years old. Yesterday morning, Gardaí arrested a woman in her 20s on suspicion of murder. She's since been released without charge, pending a file being sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Investigations are continuing. Gardaí are stepping up policing of motorists today, coinciding with one of the busiest days of the year for travel. They've appealed to drivers to reduce speed and be mindful of other road users, given the expected surge in pre-Christmas traffic. Air, bus, ferry and rail companies are operating at close to peak capacity on many routes today as people make their way home for the festive season. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
Gardaí are staging a 24-hour speed enforcement operation today to coincide with increased traffic on roads around the country. It's the latest element in an ongoing Christmas campaign aimed at promoting safer driving. Motorists are being asked to observe speed limits at all times and to take extra care given the larger numbers making long journeys. Public transport timetables are operating as normal, but service providers are advising intending passengers to pre-book where possible. It'll be another day of homecomings at the country's airports and ferry ports. More than 50,000 arrivals are due into Dublin Airport over the course of the day, with thousands more landing at Knock, Cork and Shannon.
The number of people who've died on roads this year so far is 184, 17 more than the figure for this time last year. On this programme, Superintendent Liam Geraghty said progress in road safety was both worrying and disappointing.
2025 is already the most dangerous year on record for probably 10 years. In 2023, we had 182 fatalities on our roads, which was the last highest, and we've now gone past that already. So far in December this year, 444 drivers have been arrested under the influence of an intoxicant, with about 44-45% of those primarily being under the intoxicant of some sort of a drug.
Ukraine's military has said Russia has launched another heavy air attack on the capital, Kyiv. City officials said air defences had been activated and urged residents to stay in shelters. Alerts have also been declared across many other regions of Ukraine. The US President Donald Trump has repeated claims that the United States needs Greenland for its national security. 2 days ago, Mr. Trump named Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland, drawing renewed criticism from Denmark and Greenland. The US President has long advocated for Greenland, a self-governing Danish territory, to become part of the United States, citing its strategic importance and mineral resources. In another development, Mr. Trump said the US may keep or sell the oil from tankers that it seized this month off the coast of Venezuela. He also said the US Coast Guard was continuing to pursue a third tanker. Mr. Trump was speaking after announcing that the US Navy would build a new class of battleship named after himself. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From the morning routines to cosy family moments, Grant has been bringing comfort to homes for over 45 years. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy today. There will be rain and drizzle at times, most persistent this morning in southern parts of Leinster and Munster. There'll be mist and fog patches as well, with highest temperatures ranging from 8 to 11 degrees.